Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chav Gimel in Maseches Yevamos. I don't know what number daf we are up to because I'm zoche to learn this with you from the old city of Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. I'm in a room in the Tiv Aryeh that doesn't have any real place for the noise, the sound waves to escape, hence the beautiful echo off the Yerushalayim walls. And I don't have the record, what number daf and shas we are up to in front of me right now. But either way, our daf that we're going to learn is going to continue discussing the machlokas between Rabban and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda that we left off with yesterday. And that is in a case of where you have a fellow's sister who's also not only his father's daughter, but also his father's wife's daughter, which in most cases it comes from there's a sister, that means that it's their father's daughter as well as their mother's daughter or their father's wife's daughter. According to Rabbanan, if someone's over Arayis with them, they're over two Isurim. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says one, and we're going to continue the debate of how to read two different psukim in the Torah that we began with yesterday. In the course of that discussion, the Gemara will discuss the concept of Kedushin being tofes by Chai Ve'Lavin, by not being tofes when it comes to chayve krisus. Also, our Gemara will continue the discussion of how to trace lineage and the difference between bincha haba min ha'ovedes kalchavim versus a child that is born to a Jewish mother. We will have Ravina's rule, 8 lines from the bottom of Akum, haba bas Yisrael, havlad kosher, that you follow the child's mother when it comes to Kedushas Yisrael. On Chav Gimel Mebeis, we are going to discuss a suffix in Kedushin, but it's going to have Yibum connotations. It'll be a new Mishnah where we will discuss a suffix of a man who married one of two sisters, but he's not sure which one of those sisters he married. And our daf will discuss the suffix status vis-a-vis those sisters, both in regards to Kedushin and Yibum. So let's pick up where we had left off in regards to the Machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. If a person has relations with his sister, who's also his father's wife's daughter, so there Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda says you're only Chayiv once. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda makes that argument from the words in the Pasuk. We had about halfway through the Amud, the Gemara quoted. We also have it in the Torah or in Os Ches, Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha Umeles Avicha Achos Chahi. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda argues Achos Chahi, that you're Chayiv Al Tzachoso, in other words, vis-a-vis Achoso, the Yisr of Achoso, and you're not going to be over the Yisr of Bas Eishes Ovid. Now, the Chachamim disagree. One of the reasons the Chachamim disagree is because they point out that there is also the Pasuk of Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha. So the Gemara now picks up and with the Rabbanan's argument, who said that there are two psukim. Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha is coming to tell you that there is a separate Isur for one's father's wife's daughter. So what's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda going to do with that pasuk? Says the Gemara, 7 lines from Bam Chav Beis Am Beis. That's what we're going to pick up with. First word on the line is Hiv. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Bas Eishes Avicha my Avidle, Mi Boile Mi Sheyesh Lo Ishus Lo Avicha. But that the Pasuk is not coming to tell you that there's a separate Isra Bas Eishes Avicha, but rather the Pasuk is coming to tell you that the sister that is part of this Isra is only from a sister who the wife, or in this case, the wife of one's father, in other words, the mother of the daughter, there is relations between the man's father and this girl's mother. Prat Lachoso Mishpacha Vovedes Kochavim. The exclusion is that if she comes from, excuse me, I said Mishpacha, I meant to say Mishifcha, the exclusion of someone who has a sister due to the fact that one's father had relations with the Shifcha, or if she's a sister of a Gentile woman, there, that's not considered Eishes, Ishus. There's not considered halachic relationship. She'ein Ishus la'avicha ba. There is no Ishus between them. And that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us when the Pasuk says, Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha, coming to tell you that Bas Eishes Avicha is not included in this independent Iser unless you have Ishus of Avicha. But it's not to say that it stands as an independent Iser like the Rabbanan hold. Ve'ema asks the Gemara, Prata Chosom Me'anusa, why did he use the Pasuk to tell you that you wouldn't be over this Iser if it comes from a Shifcha Avodas Kochavim? Maybe say it's coming to exclude a sister from one's father's Anusa. In other words, Reuven has a father, Yaakov. He was Ma'anes, a woman, and that woman, let's say, Rivka, and that woman had a daughter, Leah. So then in such a case, there isn't an Iser Vachosa. So Gemara says maybe you would use the Pasuk for that. Ahilo Matzis Amrit Midurava. You can't say that because of another Shita of Rava. The Rava Rami, because Rava asked the following Kasha. Ksiv. On the one hand, the Pasuk says, Ervas Bas Pincha, O Bas Bitecha, Lo Sigale. The Torah tells us that there's a prohibition to have relations with one's granddaughter. But that's one's biological granddaughter. What about Habas Bina Dida? But what about one's wife's granddaughter? Ubas Bita Dida? Or what about one's wife's granddaughter through her daughter? In other words, Bas Bina being her granddaughter from her son, but not your son. In other words, Reuven's married to Rivka, and she has a granddaughter from a previous marriage. Shari, that would be permissible. Uksiv, and the Torah says, Ervas Isha Ubita Lo Sigale, Es Bas Bina Ves Bat Bita. So the second pasuk, though, seems to indicate that you can't have relations with your wife's daughter as well. And that seems to include an Iser D'Araisa of Arayis. HaKetzad, how could that possibly be that these psukim are not contradictory? So how does Rava answer? Kan ba'oinsin, kan b'nesuin. One case is a case of rape, says Rashi, like we try to do a lot of the Rashis here in Yevamos. Kan ba'onsim, ervas bas pincha me'anusasa lo sigaleh. The pasuk that says that you can't have relations, habas from your children, that, and the deduction is habas binam ish acher gila, the lav ish techahi. There, when it comes to your descendant from your biological relations, that's aser. A case of which it's your wife's biological descendants, that's also aser. But here it's talking about onsin. Ervas bas pincha me'anusaso, says Rashi. That this is a granddaughter from a woman that Reuven had raped. In such a case, there is no iser. However, if it's your wife's granddaughter, then we learn out from that pasuk, the second pasuk that we read, Ervas isha ubita es bas bina, to tell you that it's aser. Hence, the Gemara has now answered its previous question, four lines from the bottom, where it had said, Ve'ema prat la'achosa, the Gemara me'anusa. The Gemara had asked that maybe the pasuk that seemed to be superfluous according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, where the pasuk says, Ervas bas eshes avicha, what is that coming to teach us? So, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, coming to tell us that achosa mishivcha v'aledes kalchavin, in such a case there is no separate isur of Bas Eishes Avicha, to which the Gemara had asked, maybe it's Achoso Me Anusa, your sister from an Anusa is not considered your sister. And the answer to that question, continues Rashi, is that Rava pointed out that the granddaughter of Anusa is not going to be Usher. However, continues Rashi, Umiu Benoi Mino Onsin, Benohu, the child that comes out from an Anusa. In other words, when Reuven raped Rivka and he had a descendant, that's considered his son, v'chein bito, and it's considered his daughter. The only time that there is no Iser is if it's the Anusa's child, but not from the father, the rapist. But what if it's the actual descendant, v'chein bito? Hilkach gabe achva nami achvo. She would be considered a sister if she was a sister from the Anusa of his father, if his father had raped that woman and they had a daughter. So in such a case, there is an Iser Erva. Hence, you cannot say that the Pasuk is coming to preclude that sister, because that sister is part of the Iser Erva. Continues the Gemara on top of Chaf Gimel Amin Alf, Ve'ema Prat L'chai Ve'lavin. But maybe the Pasuk, when it says Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha, Moledes Avicha, is coming to exclude Chai Ve'lavin. That means that if your father married a mamzeris and they have a child. So maybe in such a case, that's not considered achoso. Only if it's achoso from a real isha, a halachic isha of your father, not chayve lavin. Amar of Papa, Rav Papa tells the important klal on the second line of Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. Chayve lavin tafsidu kedushin. When it comes to chayve lavin, kedushin would take effect with them. Tichsiv ki siyena li'ish teinoshim ha'achas ahuva va'achas snua. Parshas Kiseitze, the famous instance where a man has two wives. One of them he likes, one of them he doesn't. Asks the Gemara, v'chiyesh ahuva l'fnei ha'makom v'yesh snua l'fnei ha'makom. What does it mean? They're beloved and not. Both of them are beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El ahuva, ahuva b'nesueha. What does ahuva mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with that marriage. Snua, what does snua mean? Snua b'nesueha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset with the marriage. In other words, the marriage took the effect, v'amar achmona kisiyena, and the Torah says that the marriage takes effect. So this is a fascinating drasha of Rav Papa, that says that the Torah, in a totally different context, if a man is married to two women, one of them he likes and one of them he doesn't like, so a simple reading of the Pasuk is, he likes one woman because she's pretty, she's smart, the other one is not. So then in such a case, then it says, you're not supposed to favor one son, the child of one, of the Ahuva, over the other. However, if Papa understands this to be a makar, that it's possible to be married to a woman that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with that marriage. And that refers to Chayve Lavin. We know the Chayve Arayos, everybody agrees, Kedushin is not Tofes. However, when it comes to Chayve Lavin, here the Pasuk says Kisiyena. Kisiyena is Mashma. It seems to indicate that there is Havaya, that the Kedushin took effect. How could it possibly be that the Kedushin took effect? The answer is, it must be that we were talking about Chayve Lavin. So hence, it can't be excluding Chayve Lavin, because according to Rav Papa, he argues Chayve Lavin does take effect, the marriage does take effect. The Ema asks the Gemara, Prat, so fine, maybe that the Pasuk can't be excluding Chayve Lavin when it says Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha, to tell you that the Kedushin is not Tovis on Chayve Lavin, because it's not. But maybe the Torah is telling you something else. Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha is coming to tell us about a sister that was a product of a relation, that one's father had a relation with a woman, that's Chayve Krisus, one of the Arayas. And the Torah is telling you only Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha. But if it's not an Isha, because it was Chayve Krisus, then in such a case she's not considered a sister. Ve'ema Prat L'Chayve Krisus. Amar Rava, Rava says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk is talking about Ervas Achos Chabas Havicha Vasim Lecha Moledes Baisim Lecha Schutz. That it applies both to a sister who they is a product of your father's relations, that he could stay married to her, or whether he can't. And in this case, the Torah says that she is your sister. In other words, even though the Torah says the marriage does not take any effect, like the case of Chayve Krisus, by the way, the Gemara spells out in Kedushin, Samach Zayin on the base, that Chayve Krisus Kedushin is not Tofes. She is also considered your sister, and therefore Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda would agree, she falls into the category of Bas Eishes Avicha. Follows up the Gemara, and the Gemara says that we're going to darshan the Pasuk that way. Eima, then we should say, Bein Shomer Lo Avicha Kayam, Bein Shomer Lo Avicha Hotzei, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you that you're allowed to stay married to her, that your father is allowed to stay married to her, or whether your father is not allowed to stay married to her. V'amar achmona achayischi, and the Torah says she's still your sister. So then maybe, let us say, l'rabos, it's not coming to include a sister from Chayve Krisus, but maybe l'rabos achoso mishivcha v'avodes kochavim, a sister from a woman who was a shivcha or an avodes kochavim. And we learned that in such a case, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that that's not considered Eishes, Bas Eishes Avicha to be Chayiv for. But maybe now that we have this pasuk of Bein Shomrim Lo Kayem, Bein Shomrim Lo Hatzei, maybe it's coming to, the Hatzei is coming to include Mishivcha Vavez Chavim, Amar Kra, Bas Eishes Avicha. Mishiesh Lo Eishes Avicha, if there is full relations with your father, but Prat Lachos Mishivcha Vavez Chavim. So now we have a quandary, points out the Gemara. Now we could say that the Pasuk is either coming to include, on the one hand, a sister from Chayvei Krisus, and exclude a pasuk. The pasuk excludes Achosom Yishivcha Avedes Kochavim, or vice versa. Umay Reisa, and why did you decide that when we're coming to include, so then we said it's coming to include Chayvei Krisus. That's what we said when we said Achoschahi from Rava, about 8 or 9 lines from the top of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Yet, when the Torah says Bas Eishes Avicha, which precludes a case of where there is no Ishus, we say, where is there no Ishus? When it's Achosam Yishivcha, back into our Gemara, Umay Reisa. Why did you decide to learn it that way? To include Chayvei Krisus as Bas Eishes Avicha, as opposed to Mishivcha Maveres Kochavim. Answers the Gemara, Mistabra, Chayvei Krisus Havelei the Rabbos. Shekein Tavsu Bei Kedushin La'alma. Because Chayvei Krisus are different, that the Kedushin is Tofes generally with this woman, La'alma. In general, to the most of the world, Kedushin would be Tofes. A regular Erva, a sister, in such a case, Kedushin is not Tofes, except according to Rabbi Akiva. We pass Kedushin is not Tofes. But in general, this woman, Reuven's sister, her Kedushin would be Tofes when she's single with other Jews in the world. Hence, it's more likely to describe Chayvei Krisus as someone who's a Bas Ishus, included in the concept of Ishus. In contrast to a Shivcha or Avodas Kochavim, so there is no Kedushin with them entirely. Asks the Gemara, Adarab, I could have argued the exact opposite. Shivcha v'Avodas Kochavim Halei Rabos, that we should include. Di'i Megayra Lididei Nami Tavsvei Kedushin, when she's entirely converted. So then in such a case, Kedushin would be Tofes even with this man. So in such a case, then there's more of a svara, more of a logic to say that there's more of a potential ishus with the Shivcha Noveres Chacham, to the point that their daughter should be considered your sister as well when it comes from your father. It's an offspring of your father, as opposed to Chayvei Krisus. Answers the Gemara, L'chi Megayra, when she's converted, Gufa Achrinan, she's considered an entirely different entity, and therefore you can't compare her entity where the Kedushin would be Tofes with his father when she undergoes Geirus to her state as a Shivcha and a Avedis Kochavim. And since as a Shivcha and Avedis Kochavim she is entirely removed then from Tfisas Kedushin entirely, so therefore her offspring is not considered Bas Eishes Avicha. So this was all discussing according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan, Liute Shivcha v'Avedes Kochavim Inalu. How do the Rabbanan know this exclusion of Shivcha v'Avedes Kochavim? Because according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it's learned on the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Beis from the words Bas Eishes Avicha. That's how he learns this exclusion, to exclude Shivcha v'Avedes Kochavim. Well, what about the Rabbanan? Answer Gemara, Naflu mi'isha v'yelodeh tiyel adoneh. That the Pasuk says, the woman and their children go to the master in the monetary sense, but the children are described as connected to the mother as opposed to the father. And therefore, if there is a child from the father and a son from the father and a daughter from the Shivcha, they're not even considered siblings. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Chad b'Shivcha v'chad b'Avedes Kochavim, Utsrichi. He says one pasuk, let's say Yisha v'Yeladeh, is talking about Shivcha. The other pasuk, Abbas Eishes Avicha, is talking about Avedes Kochavim. And we need both psukim. The Yashmin and Shivcha, if it only said Shivcha, Mishum de'en l'chayis, that's because Shivcha doesn't have relations. What do we mean relations? That means a genealogical connection. Let's take a look and see that in Rashi. 10 lines into the narrow on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Shivcha in lechayis, ein lo yachas tichsiv am hachamor. The Torah im hachamor, refers to Eved Avram as, in this case, Eliezer, where Avram said when they're going to Har Moriah, shvu lechem po im hachamor. The reason by mistake I said am hachamor is because that's how Chazal darshan. The Chazal Darshan, Am Hadoma L'chamor, continuing on in Rashi, that is the description of a Shivcha and her descendants. That the child is not considered Miyuchas back to the father. However, when it comes to Ovedes Kochavim, continues Rashi, Ovedes Kochavim, Misyacheses Alav Shem Aviyah, she is considered related back to her father. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says in Malachim, Bladan ben Bladan, we see that they're attributed back to the father. So a Shivcha is not connected halachically based on genealogy to his father. However, a Ovedes Kochavim is. So back into the Gemara, Tzricha diyashmin ha-shivcham shumdein lo-chayis. Avol avol cham dis-le-chayis eim-alo. Viyashmin ovedes kochavim mishum de lo-shaycha b'mitzvos. The ovedes kochavim is not shaykh to mitzvos, so then I would think that if a Jew had relations with ovedes kochavim, the Jew's child, another son, that had nothing to do with this relationship. If the father had an offspring with Ovedes Kochavim who's a girl, then in such case it wouldn't be considered Be'as Eishe Savicha, because there's no Shaychus between, there's no connection with mitzvos. Al Shivcha de Shaychus be mitzvos eim alot, Shrichus. That's why you need both psukim. V'rabbanan. And once we have the above argument that Rabbi Yossi says we need two psukim, one for Shivcha, the other for Ovedes Kochavim, what's Rabbanan going to do? Ashkechan Shivcha, Ovedes Kochavim min alohu. V'chitema. And if you're going to answer Nelet Mishivcham, he learns that from the Shivcha, Hanach Mitzvah Tzrichi. We just got through saying we need both. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimba Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan answered, Name Shum Rabbi Chai. Amar Krop, the Pasuk describes in regards to someone who strays and goes to serve Avod Zara. Amar Krop, in Devarim Zayin Kiyasar, is Bincham Acharai. If your son strays, Bincham Yisrael is Kari Bincha. He's referred to as your son only from a Yisraelis. We're talking about there, as the Gemara elaborate on Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, there it's Masha from the Pasuk that we're talking about a child who from a Jewish woman. However, if he's not a child from a Jewish woman, then he's considered as coming from the Ovedes Kochavim, as the Gemara in Yud Zayin Amid Aleph elaborates. Amar Avina, Shmamina, we see from here, Ben Bitcha, if you have a son of a daughter, Habam mina Oved Kochavim, in other words, a woman who's Jewish, has relations with an Oved Kochavim, and she has a daughter, and then they have a son, then that would be considered their son, because the Pasuk only precludes mina Ovedes Kochavim. Lema Kasar Ravina, that's because Ravina holds, analyzes the Gemara, Oved Kochavim ve'eved Habam bas Yisrael ha'vlad kosher, that the Vlad is considered kosher. Explains the Gemara, 6 lines from the bottom of Gimel and Aleph, Dinehi de Mamzer lo havi, it's not a Mamzer, if the woman is not married before and it's not a Mamzer, kosher nami lo havi, it's not considered a kosher as well, the offspring is not considered kosher. According to the Ritva, in Kedushan Samachesam Ebeis, it seems that means that she's posel, the offspring would be posel likahuna. Asks the Gemara, "Hai b'shiva umos ksiv." Does it refer to all Gentiles or all of the Kochavim? The pasuk there is clearly talking about when you go into Eretz Yisrael and you confront the seven nations. Asks the Gemara, "Ki yasir l'rabos kol ha-mesirim." The way the Torah presents it, "Ki yasir es bincha," those words are extra. That is to come to include anybody that's mesir, anybody else. Says Gemara, Hanichal Rabbi Shimon Darsh Taima Dekra. According to Rabbi Shimon, who elaborates on the Taima Dekra, so then that would make sense to Darshan, as we had mentioned above, in terms of the description of Kiyasir as Bincha. Rashi explains in Dibra Maskel Kiyasir as Bincha that we Darshan that says Kiyasir and it does not say Kisasir. Why does it not say Kisasir? Rashi explains this is based on the Gemara in Yevamos we had earlier on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, because there it sounds like it's the husband of a woman that is causing, take a look back in Rashi, Ki Asir Baal Bitcha, the husband of your daughter, who's a guy, Es Bincha, Shetelo Bitcha Me'acharei. That's going back on that part of the Pasuk. Ava Bita Lo Sikach Lebincha Lo Kamahadir. It's not going back on the other part of the Pasuk. That whole drasha is Taima Dekra. It's explaining the take of the Pasuk, and based on the above analysis, the words Kiyasir are extra. However, that would not make sense according to the Rabbanan. Because according to the Rabbanan, there's no need to say ki yasir, because we would have darshaned that on our own. We would have known that the chitun comes about from ki yasir espincha. So why, in other words, the intermarriage? So why does it say ki yasir espincha? Must be coming to tell you something specific. However, according to Rabbanan, la Rabbanan minolu, according to Rabbanan, you're not dorish time of the Qur'ah, so then in such a case, you need that pasuk. So we can't learn now from the extra words of ki yasir. Says Gemara, man tana de pagla de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. It happens to be that the one who disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Shimon, and it's Dorish time of the Krah, and therefore you could use the pasuk of ki yasir as bincha me'achar. Right. This concludes Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, and we now begin a new Mishnah on the top of Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Mi shekidesh achas mishtei achayos. A man marries one of two sisters. Ve'en yodea, says the Mishnah, and he doesn't know which one he married. He gives a get to each one. In other words, misafik, he needs to give them a get. Mace, what happens if the Mekadesh died, velo ach echad, and he has one brother? Now the shaila is, what's going to be with Yibum? Really, if he died without children, it should be Yibum. On the other hand, we don't know who he is married to. Cholitz l'shteim, you do chalitz with both of them. Hayelo shnayim, what happens if this one, whom was Mekadesh, one of two sisters, but we don't know which one, let's call him Reuven, had two brothers, not just one. Previous case, he had one. Now he has two brothers, Shimon and Levi. So then in such a case, Echad Choletz ve'Echad Miyabe. Then one could do Chalitza, and one could do Yibo. Rashi explains why that's so. Rashi in the first narrow line. Hayilo Shnayim, if there are two brothers, Echad Choletz Tchila La'achas, one does originally, the first step is that, let's call him Shimon, will do Chalitza with one of the sisters, and now Levi Vasheni Imratza Liyabim Shnei Miyabim. He could do Yibum. Why? Dimzo Yivimto, because if this is the one who Reuven had originally married, and it's the Yavam, Shapir, it's fine. Vimachosahi, and if it's a sister that wasn't married, Lo Kapaga Bachosa Zukukaso. There is no prohibition of him marrying the sister of the Yavam, which is called Achos Kukaso, the Chalitza Achkalazika, because Shimon had already done Chalitza. Hence, he could do Yibum if he wants. Kadmu v'kan, so what happens if they go out of order? And in this case, Shimon did Yibum first, which is problematic. So then in such a case, Emotziyim Yadam, then in such a case, then you could leave the situation the way it is. Says Rashi, Kadim, Kansu, Kadim, Shnim, Lefu, Bebezin. They didn't ask Bezin, Emotziyim Yadam, you don't take them out. The Kol Chad, V'chad, Amar, Ano, Shapir, Nesivi. Each one could say, what I did was appropriate. Vinami havi ipcha sharishon liyibum kanas achos kukasa yishaita vade havi asira umishaba achiv yibem hashnia sheyivimto pakazika meidach lemafreya. Retroactively, the zika will be undone. In other words, Rashi is saying, in a worst case scenario, even though it was a mistake and the wrong woman was married, and the first one married achos kukaso, once this, which is the isur, and they're living b'isur. Once the second one married the actual Yavam, so then the Achos Kukaso is removed. So that's why, if Rashi says they lucked out, they got it right, the first one married the Yavama, so then everything is fine. Even if a mistake was made, and the first one married the Achos Kukaso, once the second one also did it, so then in Motzi Miyadon, they no longer have to separate. Continues the Mishnah. Shnayim Shekitru Shtei Achayos. Two men marry two sisters. Zeinu yodea ezo kiddush, v'zeinu yodea ezo kiddush. But they don't know which one they married. So Reuven and Shimon married Rachel and Leah. They don't know whether Reuven married Rachel or Leah. Zenos and shnei gitim, zenos and shnei gitim. Then two gitim have to be given to both of them from both brothers. Meso, what happens if these men die? Lazeach ulazeach, and both Reuven and Shimon have brothers. Zecholitz l'shteim, zecholitz l'shteim. So they do chalitz with both of them. L'ze echad, u'l'ze shnayim. What happens if one of the Mekadshim has one brother and the other has two brothers? This you could see in the Od V'Hadar pictures in Tziur Reish Chav Gimel. So then in such a case, says the Mishnah, Hayachi, the one with one brother choletz l'shteihem, does chalitza with both them. V'ashnayim echad choletz ve'echad miyabim. One has to do chalitza, but the other could do yibum. Because if the chalitza undid the everything, so then he just married this woman. And if he did yibum with the right woman, so then matovu manoyim, everything works out. However, what happens, kadam v'kansu, what happens instead of doing chalitza first, like we had originally in the Mishnah, he did, one of the brothers did yibum first. So then in such a case, even though it was not done appropriately, like we saw in the Reisha, the Achos Kuka potential problem has been removed once the other brother does chalitza. What happens if Ruvain and Shimon have two brothers and they pass away? Achav shalzeh choletz la'achas, v'achav shalzeh choletz la'achas. Each one of Ruvain's brother and Shimon's brother each do chalitza to one. Achav shalzeh miyabim chalitza so shalzeh. And then the next brother, so let's say Reuven has two brothers, then one of the brothers could do yibum to the same woman that his other brother had done chalitza to. V'achav shalzeh miyabim chalitza so shalzeh. Similarly, kad mushnayim v'chaltzu. What if both of Reuven's brothers does chalitza to both of the women? Lo yibim yabmu hashnayim. Then the other mekaveh, Shimon's brothers, cannot do yibum, because maybe Reuven's brothers are fine that they did chalitza, but what happens if the first of Shimon's brothers does yibum? So then in such a case, if he did yibum on the wrong sister, in other words, yibum not on Shimon's wife, but on Reuven's wife, so then you have the problem that he married Achos Kukaso. Because Reuven's wife is aser to him because of Achos Skukasa. So therefore, he shouldn't do Yibum first. Lo Yibmu Hashneim, El Hashneim. Shimon's brothers should not do Yibum first. El Echa Cholitz Vecha Miyavim. One should first do Chalitza, then Yibum. Kodim V'Kansu, but what happens if he does Yibum first? So Ein Motzin Miyadam, if erroneously one of Shimon's brothers does Yibum first, once the second brother did Chalitza on that same woman that we had earlier in the Reisha, in other words, he does chalitza on the other sister, so then in such a case, Shimon's first brother could stay married to that yibum. These were a few set of complicated cases. If you read over the Mishnah, I think that they will become clearer. The Gemara now begins to analyze the case of our Mishnah, discussing the fact that you have a man, in the beginning of our Mishnah, on top of Chav Gimel Mebeis, being Mekadesh two sisters, and from the get-go, he doesn't know which of the sisters he marries. Now, is he going to be able to live with any of those sisters? No. Says the Gemara, Shamis Mino, we hear from this, Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Labia, that if the Kedushin cannot be followed with Bia, Havi Kedushin, it's still a Kedushin, explains Rashi, Shamis Mina, Shein Sofen Lovi Lidei Bia, it's not going to come to Bia, the Kasaka Daitach the Masnisim Bishalohuk Rubishas Kedushin. At the time of Kedushin, Lechura, our Mishnah is talking about, he didn't know, Lo Havi Yadai Haiminayu, he didn't know which one of them he had married. Kigon, continues Rashi, 8 lines into the wide, Da Amar Re At Chas Mikem, Mikudeshously, one of you two are married to me. Va'asu Shtein Lekabel Kedushin, Shliach lekabel kedushin, and he made both of them a shliach to be mekabel kedushin. V'kedushin elu ain't self on lebia, that will never come to bia. The kol chada kaim ola b'safek achosisha, because each one of them there is a safek achosisha. So he never knew which one he was married to from the moment that he had married them, because he said hare achas mikem. So that would seem to indicate kedushin she'ein mesurin lebia, even though there's no potential for bia, nevertheless it's a kedushin question mark, because that is a big shiloh in kedushin on nun aleph on the base. Answers the Gemara in the last narrow line. Chav gimel base hachamai skin kishukru lebesof nisarvu. What happened was that he gave the kedushin to one of them, and then it got mixed up. They cannot, says the Gemara in the first wide line. Diktani ve'eni yodea, says ve'eni yodea, he doesn't know. Lo katani, it does not say ve'eni yodua, and it wasn't known. The second explanation of Eina Yodua sounds like it was never known. In contrast to Eina Yodea means now he doesn't know. Shma Mina. That's what it's coming to bring up. Asks the Gemara, Mai Kamashmalan.
What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Rashi explains that they need a get. Of course, if there's a suffik, if he's married to two sisters, you're going to need a get. And the Gemara seifet tzrichle, it was all for the seifa. Meis lo, velo ach echad. The case of when he dies and there's one brother. So echad cholet l'shtein. That was what we learned in the Mishnah. Also, hadi l'shtein echad cholet v'echad miyabe. Dafka michlat hadi yivume. And of course, we explained in our Mishnah, now the Gemara spells out that you have to do Chalitza first. Avol Yivume Bereisha, but you can't do Yibum first. Lo, that you can't do. The Kapaga Ba'achos Skukaso. Because if he does Yibum with the sister that wasn't the dead brother's wife, then in such a case, he's marrying the Achos Skukaso, which is going to be problematic. The Gemara continues. Shnaim Shekidru Shtei Achoyos. There are two men that marry two sisters, and we learned that the Kedushin is valid, but now there's going to be a problem both vis-a-vis Gerushin and Yibum, as our Mishnah elaborates. Analyzes the Gemara, Shmamina, here we have another proof. Kedushin She'ain Mesurin L'Bia, Havi Kedushin. That the Kedushin that can't be followed up with Bia is considered a valid Kedushin. In a case of where you have two men who are marrying two sisters, and they don't know who they married from the first moment, then, of course, they're not going to be able to live with either of them. So it's Kiddushin, Shem, Mesurin, Labia. So Gemara gives the same teretz as we had before. There was a moment in which each one knew which sister he was married to. So that's the proof. Says Gemara, and why do we need to repeat that? That we already learned above. Answers Gemara, Seif, it's Trichale, because it's Seif. Mesa, Lezeh, Echad, if one of them dies and one of the brothers has one brother and the other has two, Hayachid, the one with one brother, Choletz L'shtem. Vashtem, and the one with two brothers, Echa Choletz V'echa B'yabe. The Gemara is Peshitta. Hainu Reisha, we learned that above. Mao, the same answer, the Gemara, Ligzli Trei Atuchad. We would have thought that we should make a Gzeira. And we might make a Gzeira that if when it comes to one brother, it's of course obvious that that brother has to do Chalitza first, and he can't do Yibum because he might run into Achos Zekuka. Yet, when there are two brothers, then you could have one do Chalitza and then do Yibum. So I would have thought that we should make a Gzera, that by the two brothers, if we're going to allow the second one to do Yibum, in the case of the first brother, he might come to do Yibum as well, Kamash Malan, but the Chiddush is, then no, we don't make that Gzera. However, as we learned in our Mishnah, V'dafka Michlatz V'adu Yivumi, of course, the brother who has two brothers, the first of the two brothers who are alive after the brother passes away needs to do chalitza and then yibum. Avivume bereisha lo, but you can't do a yibum originally. Kapaka biyivam l'shuk, because if he's going to do yibum first, so then in such a case, maybe he's going to be doing yibum with the other man's yivama and not with his brother's yivama, which is yivam l'shuk. So once again, if this was unclear, this last case, the avivume bereisha lo, that when you're going to have yibum done by the fellow who has two brothers, when the yibum is going to be done, it's supposed to be done after the chalitza of the other brother. Because then in such a case, whoever the second brother's second brother, in other words, we have the case in which Reuven had one brother and Shimon had two brothers, the second brother of Shimon does Yibum, in such a case, Chalitza was already done by Reuven's brother, and therefore, even if he takes Reuven's wife, she is no longer a Yivama L'shuk. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Chav Gimel in Maseches Yivamos.